Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Roz Samico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we explore Ernest Bloch's American Experiment. Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue is what we call tonight's program. The Swiss composer Ernest Bloch was born in Geneva in 1880. He studied with Eugène Ysaÿe at the Brussels Conservatory, attended the Hoch Conservatory in Frankfurt, and then went to Paris at the age of 21. His opera Macbeth was given its premiere at the Opéra Comique in 1910. In 1915, while professor of music at the Geneva Conservatory, Bloch toured the United States. He liked what he saw and decided to make it his home. He found employment at the Manus College of Music in New York. Later, he directed the Cleveland Institute of Music and the San Francisco Conservatory. He returned to Switzerland in 1930. However, growing anti-Semitism in Europe led to a decision 8 years later to make the United States his permanent home. Bloch died in Portland, Oregon in 1959. He's probably best remembered for his music on Jewish themes, including the Rhapsody for Cello and Orchestra, Shalomo, and the suite for violin and piano, Baal Shem. What we have for you this evening, however, is his heartfelt expression of gratitude to his adopted country, the epic rhapsody, America. He first conceived the idea for the piece in 1916 as his steamer entered New York Harbor. The conflict of the First World War gave further impetus to the composition of what he envisaged as an American anthem. But it wasn't until 1925 that the piece began to take concrete form. Bloch wrote the concluding anthem first, and then worked very hard at finding thematic material, much of it drawn from folk tunes, indigenous melodies, hymns, parlor songs, and patriotic tunes. In this sense, the endeavor was not all that different from contemporaneous efforts of Charles Ives. Except Bloch is more linear in his thinking, less outrageously experimental, and endearingly earnest. It was important to the composer that he be able to fuse the disparate elements into an organic whole. Kind of a musical melting pot, perhaps reflective, in more ways than one, of the country he loved so well. Here's the composer, Ernest Bloch, enthusing about the work, its structure, and its inspiration.
I had the idea of the Symphony America before landing in August 1960. Europe was at war. I came to America, it was like another planet. It took me 10 years before I wrote the symphony. I had to absorb America. And then the music came. I wanted then to use some of those beautiful folk songs of America. Indian songs, southern songs, old folks at home, Hail Columbia, the songs of the war, all those songs. I am not ashamed of them. They are as beautiful as those of any country. And they moved me, and they still move me, because they are the songs that, to my imagination, bring back the pioneers and those who made this great country, those of the past. Of course, to use all those folk songs and give them unity, that it be not a hodgepodge, there ought to be a central idea. Well, the central idea, I thought at that time already, to write a song, to unite all these ideals in one melody. Well, finally I succeeded after much work and much time. Now this hymn comes in its full form only at the end of the symphony. The whole symphony is built upon this hymn. And my idea was that the audience, the American people, you, all of you, would sing this song. Now you see, this symphony is your symphony. I hope I wrote a good work that you may come at the end and sing it with us, with the orchestra, with me, much more than music. A kind of heart, giving our hearts to our great country in faith, not only in what is now, but in what has to come and can come. An example to all of humanity, of no discrimination, of unity, of different people, different races, different tongues, all that, all coming together.
an appreciative Ernest Bloch, in full patriotic mode, introducing his epic rhapsody, America. First movement, 1620, the soil, the Indians, England, the Mayflower, the landing of the pilgrims. Second movement, 1861 to 1865, hours of joy, hours of sorrow. And third movement, 1926, the present, the future, anthem. Bloch adds, this symphony has been written in love for this country, in reverence to its past, in faith in its future. It is dedicated to Abraham Lincoln and Walt Whitman, whose vision has upheld its inspiration. Here's Leopold Stokowski to conduct the Symphony of the Air in the American Concert Choir in the epic rhapsody in three parts, America, by Ernest Bloch.
Thank you. Thank you.
music given its first performance in 1926. That was the epic rhapsody in three parts, America, depicting the evolution of our nation from before the arrival of European settlers to what was then the present day. That music of Ernest Bloch, Leopold Stokowski conducting the Symphony of the Air and the American Concert Choir in this 1960 recording. It may seem somewhat hokey to modern audiences. It is certainly a time capsule. However, Bloch's heartfelt conviction, his love for his adopted country, remains palpable. The epic rhapsody, America. It forms the entire musical content of tonight's program, Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue, Ernest Bloch's American Experiment. I'm Ross Samico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.